Sure. Ashley McDonald, Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
All right, Ashley, we wanted to cover two particular issues. One is the withdrawal this week by EPA of the so-called CAFO regulations. Tell us about that and what the reaction from the National Cattlemen's Association was on that.
Sure. Well, NCBA was very pleased to see last Friday EPA published a withdrawal of their Section 308 rule. That rule was a proposal last October for an information gathering request for CAFOs across the country, which would have required a laundry list of information from CAFOs directly to the agency, which they would have put on their website for the entire world to see. That was very concerning for us at NCBA because of the privacy concerns that we have with that, you know, posting that information for everyone to see. There was also a lot of food security and food safety concerns with posting that information, which Homeland Security actually had brought up to the agency. So we were pleased to see that the agency actually listened to concerns by industry and other agencies that this rule just was not worth the risk to our industry.
All right, for our next topic, Ashley, we wanted to talk about the EPA's dust standard and your testimony at a public hearing this week on that issue.
NCBA had been concerned based on policy assessments that their staff had recommended to the administrator that she could lower the dust standard or the particulate matter standard. NCBA was extremely concerned when they saw these policy documents and was then pleased in June after the administrator decided instead to retain the current coarse particulate matter standard or dust standard. So the hearing was on that proposal. Also under this standard is a fine particulate matter standard. So most of the comments were based on that. NCBA's testimony or my testimony today was primarily in supporting the administrator's decision to not lower the standard that would have thrown so many cattle operations into non-attainment for this dust standard. So we were pleased to see that she held true to her promise that she had written to some senators and promised them that she would not lower the standard last fall. And so she followed through with that. And we just hope that in December, when these standards are finalized, that she continues to hold true to it and that they finalize to retain the current dust standard. So, again, we testified in support of that rule.
Now, you're asking them to make sure they use solid science when they're determining this particulate matter rules. Tell us a little bit about what you are hoping they'll do.
You know, in any health-based standard, you know, it won't even achieve public health benefits if it's not based on sound science. And that's NCBA's position. And it has never been proven that rural dust, you know, the dust picked up by cattle and driving a truck down a dirt road, it's never been shown that that dust is actually has any adverse health impacts. And so the standard really shouldn't affect our industry because we do not cause health impacts with our dust. And so we continued to reiterate that message to those in attendance at the hearing that the standard and the science does not support lowering the dust standard. And so we hope that they really took that message to heart.
If it is reduced any further, how could this impact agricultural facilities in general and feedlot operations in particular?
The current standard does impact some operations in the Southwest already, so any lowering of the standard would have a direct impact on many more areas across the country. So we're looking at the Midwest, the West, and the Southwest are all very susceptible to a lowered standard. When you have that lowered standard and you become in, quote-unquote, a non-attainment zone, so you can't meet that standard, what that means is that operations that happen to kick up a lot of dust, like the agriculture industry, will then see regulations put in place that will require them to water down pens, require them to have slower speed limits on dirt roads. And those kinds of regulations that can really start to impact operations. I know in the Southwest it can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to water down cattle pens in an area where they don't have a lot of water to spare. So those are the kinds of regulations that we're concerned about if the standard would be lower, and especially when the science doesn't support lowering it.
Now, I understand that NCBA supports some legislation that was introduced by Senators Joe Hans and Kristi Noem in South Dakota. Tell us a little bit about that and how that would help.
Kristi Noem last year introduced legislation, H.R. 1633, in the House, and Senator Joe Hans, S-1528, in the Senate, that would exempt rural agricultural dust from under the Clean Air Act. Because, again, you know, unfortunately, the standard is a national standard, so it wraps in both urban dust and rural dust, even though, you know, we're recognized as not being a health concern. And so this legislation would take care of that, and it would take it out of EPA's realm of authority and put it in the hands of the state where they could have the decision whether they determine that the dust in their area or a subset of an area is actually a health concern and can address it that way, which we at NCBA fully support. That legislation actually passed the House of Representatives last December by a very strong bipartisan vote. It hasn't passed the Senate yet. There was an amendment offered to the Farm Bill, but that amendment actually never received a vote. It was not in the suite of amendments that received a vote. So unfortunately, we haven't seen the Senate act on it, but it would be nice if it could pass this Congress.